Chaim sat listening to a shir. It was filled with so many amazing points, but one particular point caught his attention. When a person learns for several hours without any interruption at all, he attains a great spiritual elevation. It's called Ritzufus. One night he asked his wife if she would mind if he stayed in the Beis HaMedrash late. He wanted to see if he could learn for 5 hours straight. Proud of her husband's desire to take his learning to a new level, she sent him off gladly. Chaim settled into the Beis HaMedrash with high hopes. But as the first hour progressed, he noticed that his throat was getting sore. He decided to ignore the feeling and push through. But by the time midnight arrived, it was becoming uncomfortable. Then he remembered that the kollel upstairs from his Beis HaMedrash had a coffee machine. That's just what I need, he thought. Once he got upstairs, he realized he had no money to put into the machine, not a single shekel. The coffee was not to be. And so Chaim returned to his learning. About an hour later, he became vaguely aware that someone had entered the Beis HaMedrash. Suddenly, he found a hot cup of coffee placed right in front of him on the table. He looked to see who his benefactor was. "What's this?" he asked the man standing by his side. "Well, it's for you," he said. "I was just coming from a wedding and I got off the bus here. And since I learned in this kollel, I decided to come in and get myself a coffee before I went home. But before I had a chance to drink it, I remembered that I'm still fleishik. So what am I going to do with a coffee that has milk in it? I saw you sitting here and I thought to myself, maybe you want it." Can you imagine? This younger man wanted to learn for 5 hours and Hashem magically arranged a fellow in a crazy sequence of events that brought him a cup of coffee in the middle of the night. Amazing! You know what's more amazing? Most of the time Hashem has put all of the things in our life right in front of us. Unfortunately, it's so normal for us to go to the fridge and take our food or get into the car and drive someplace that we don't appreciate how smoothly Hashem has been running our lives and putting the cup of coffee right into our hands when we need it until it's not so smooth like it is now. And now that we are faced with things that are not easy, the first thing we should do is say, "Thank you, Hashem, for everything you put so effortlessly into my life. I never realized how great you really are. Please help me to see all the bracha you're sending me, even now."